The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
This is a creative show. We come up with ideas all the time. It's kind of my strength, ideas.
Hopping with entrepreneurial ideas. Yes, a lot of snapping on this show.
This would be huge if you want to invest in a business and start a business.
Uh-huh.
Massive. All right, here's the idea. Okay, let me pitch this to you.
Ready.
It's called Organize, but it doesn't have an E on the end. So it makes it kind of cool. It has like a long E, long I sound, like Organize.
Like, are there multiple Z's?
No, just one. No, there are multiple Z's. You're right. Organize, okay? Day spa and hospital is what it's called. Okay, so it's a day spa, and you go in, and you go to sleep where it's very comfortable.
Yeah.
And you bring your laptop.
Yeah.
And they just go through all of your emails, all your calendar stuff. They look through everything.
Mm-hmm.
Have a team of experts and just answer emails, get back to people, send the thing you're supposed to send, you know, get your calendars organized, inbox zero, and then you get to wake up and you take
your laptop and you leave.
Yeah. It's also a hospital because they might need to use, for me, like several days of anesthesia.
You do want a professional to do that.
A professional anesthesiologist on site, and then I wake up 3 days later, and then I don't have to feel bad anymore about all the stuff I'm dropping.
I'll tell you what, Hanson, I'm not usually on board with your ideas, but I would be a very frequent patron of Organize.
Organize, day spa, and hospital. Maybe you have this problem. I do, and Sherry does too. Not everybody does, but it's the tendency when we're telling a story, like we want to make it entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that we're lying, but we can just leave something out or just like, you know, emphasize that this funny thing.
My Uncle Charles says you like to add yeast.
Add yeast to the story.
Yeah, let it rise a little.
Yeah, and subtract a lot of stuff so that it has more impact or whatever. So all that's fine. But here's a weird thing about us humans is that when we say something, we start to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you do, and I think we all struggle with this, if you do start to, maybe it's not a funny story.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's about somebody and what they did that frustrated you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start to really put yourself in a corner with regard to even how you think about that person. Because the human brain is so elastic when it comes to believing what we're saying because we're so naturally self-righteous.
Yeah, and I've told this story 5 times now in 5 different ways.
Now I'm a victim for sure.
Yeah.
And the reality was that original thing that happened to me may have been a little annoying or something, but it wasn't quite what I wound up believing it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done studies after study about this, about the disconnect between our memories and what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it is our storytelling in between.
Mm-hmm.
All this to say, it's a really good idea to be charitable in our speech. Not only because it's true, but it also helps us to be charitable in our heart toward people. You gotta admit, that's a pretty brilliant idea.
I like it a lot, actually, and I would be a person who would use that.
Somebody please start this. We will pay top dollar. Organizes with multiple Z's. It's called Organizes.
Right.
Day spa and hospital, and you just go in there, very relaxing, you go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I just go through your laptop. Answer everybody, get your calendar straightened, get you to inbox zero, get it all. Just everybody I feel guilty about not getting back to, they get back to you. And then.
Well, it reminds me of your idea of the super team concept. Do you remember that?
I think so, yeah.
That's when you're at home and then the dentist, person who does the oil change.
The roofer, everybody
plumber. Comes at one time in a van. And takes care of your whole life.
the super team van of experts to do your dentistry, the hair lady, all of it.
And these are great ideas that give us a lot of extra time to enjoy our family and friends.
We come up with ideas here on the show. That's what we're here for. We were just talking about people and how we change our own memories over time.
And, you know, I've been thinking about venting because you talked about in your book, Unoffendable, about how it doesn't help.
Yep.
And I have evolved on that because I used to think, yes, it does. I have to get it out of me. I have to talk about it. I can't bury it down. And I'm starting to realize that it doesn't, because I'm retelling it to someone who can't do anything about it.
Right.
And I'm going on and on and on, and then the next person, on and on and on, and the next person, on and on and on. And it really has no solution to it. It's just me talking.
How often do you get done with a venting session? Like, oh, no, I feel better towards this person. Yeah. You know what? I really love that person that I was just venting about for mm-hmm. No, it works you up.
And I have a tendency to go to the people that I know want to be worked up.
Of course we do. And then, yeah, because they'll pep rally for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, right, right, right.
You know, there's a thing. There's a scripture.
What do you call that thingamabob?
The Bible? That thing, Brent? Yeah, that's it.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Bible.
About.
There's a thing in the Bible.
Yeah.
And it says a gentle answer turns away wrath. And we talked about how you think when you read that verse, I always thought, okay, if I answer you in a gentle way, mm-hmm. you won't be as wrathful. Mm-hmm. And that's true. Mm-hmm. But it also turns away my own wrath if I respond to you gently. Mm-hmm. I hear myself responding to you gently, charitably. I give you a break. Mm-hmm. And that turns away my own wrath. That's what's really amazing. It is time for Brant's three things today. It is three. These are three hopefully helpful things. Every time I do this, three things I thought I was supposed to do when I was younger, but it turns out I'm not supposed to do that. Make any sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. So now I'm getting older. Three things I used to think I was supposed to do. One of them was here's the first one. I thought I was supposed to cross some kind of spiritual finish line. And I wouldn't have said that because mm-hmm. I would have known better. Like, oh, I know it's all just a journey. And like, mm-hmm. But I really did think I was going to hit some point where it kind of felt like I sort of had it together. Mm-hmm. And now I'm less interested about even the whole question. Mm-hmm. Do I have it together now? See, I don't know. That's not what children think. Like, I'm not in control. I know that. I've always got a long way to go because there's the riches that God has for us of things we can know or experience about Him are unending. Mm-hmm. And so it's always a formative period. It's like you're a child, you're being formed. That's still happening. And that's not going to stop in this particular lifetime. Mm-hmm. Here's the second one. It's the thing about, I thought I was kind of supposed to know where everybody stood with God, at least approximately. Like I'd be able to assess this person mm-hmm. is real, this person's not, this person, like, we're really complex. I figured that out about humans, and I don't know. And what's more, not only do I not know where everybody stands with God, I can't. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even supposed to really mess with that. I mean, if you tell me, I don't believe in God, okay, you know, I'll believe that you're not somebody who's a Christian, I get mm-hmm. that. But beyond that, I don't know deep down what's going on, people's motives and stuff. I have some sense about who we humans are in general, but specific people figuring out exactly where they stand with God, how God feels about them, that's not my job at all.
That should take some weight off, actually.
It totally does. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's actually where I wanted to go with that. I forgot where I wanted to go with it, but it was that. It was like, actually, this is a more childlike way to live. Like, I have my relationship with God. He's good. I'm his kid. I don't know where everybody else stands. Back in the day, when I was younger, I thought I was supposed to get angry about everything that's wrong.
That's true,
keeps
actually.
You busy.
Yeah.
Wow, is it busy? Because you can handpick some things and pat yourself on the back. Like, mm-hmm. I'm upset about this and that. Mm-hmm. But I can hit you with 500 more things yeah. happening around the world. Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's, aren't you supposed to be angry about that too? Mm-hmm. And it would never end. Mm-hmm. But what I love is we're not called to be, believe it or not, you can look in the Bible and correct me or whatever if you want, but we're not called to actually get angry about things. We're called to take action, mm-hmm. To rescue the weak, to care for the needy, to care for the poor, to do mm-hmm. things that are, to protect the vulnerable. And we're called to do things. Mm-hmm. And it's not out of anger. Anger will kill us. It's out of trusting that God has given us a role in His kingdom. And also trust that in the end, He's the one that brings the justice. He's the one that brings vengeance if He wants. All of that stuff, we have to trust with Him. He's the one that can sort all that out, not me. This is for you. It's a feature we call Survival School, where I teach survival skills to people using scenarios that are in my head. So it's a good thing. Yeah. You want to try this, Joelle?
Sure, you can try that out. I'm never going to... thinking on my feet, but this is good practice.
It is good practice. This is why I do this, to try to give you skills you younger guys some skills for survival, drawing on my experience.
On your experience?
So, well, sometimes not quite my experience, okay, but like right, my experience of thinking of stuff.
Okay.
Here's the scenario. It's a beautiful day. Now you are on a train. It is a circus train taking animals to the next circus. Elephants, kangaroos, monkeys, giraffes, hippos, leopards, lions, ostriches, they're all on, and many other animals on a circus train. Okay. Here's the problem. Yeah. That's all good. Now you realize it's out of control, just screaming down the tracks, and you run into the engine room, and the engineer is unconscious.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
Okay, we don't know.
Okay, but how do you stop this train? You have 5 seconds.
Push the brakes. Push the brake.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, nope. A brake makes sense. You that's what the brake is for.
No, nope, sorry. Okay. And now, what a tragedy. but you actually pull the brake.
No,
you don't
way.
Push the brake.
Brad,
that's been a common train thing since the 1930s.
That
you pull
is
it.
So petty.
So, which makes me wonder, too, Joelle, why were you even on a circus train? I don't think you had any business on there.
I was trying something new. I wanted to spice up my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they let you on, but whatever. Big thank you, really. Thank you to Fellowship Home Loans because they sponsor our podcast, which is right nice of them, and we like them.
We love them. They're wonderful.
I don't know if I love. I like. I love them. I do love their service. They have been awesome.
I love them.
I do love them. It's,
that's a shame that we have to kind of get.
What is
kind of love, right?
Agape.
Agape.
I would say
good
agape
point.
And tending towards philos, is that what it's called? The brotherly love.
Yeah. You're starting at agape. That's mighty lofty of you.
Well, I think there's a love for other humans that you have to have.
But that's not agape.
I think it is.
It is not. That's God's love. God's love is that all encompassing love.
All right, well, at any rate, Fellowship Home Loans did my refinancing,
and they did were my awesome. Mortgage.
And they really, truly, if you have not, if you need a mortgage, talk to them, get an angle.
They're amazing.
From them, because they'll think of several. They just describe your situation. They're great about it.
Mm.
So you can decide how you feel about them after that.
Okay, let us know.
How you would think about some of these categories of love.
That we brought up.
But pretty sure we love them. Yeah. 800-804-SAVE, Fellowship Home Loans. Michael and Brian are awesome dudes. And if you haven't checked out the interest rates, they're crazy low. So you can save a lot of money if you want to refinance your house big time. Talk to them. It's 800-804-SAVE. Tell them you heard about it on the podcast and you heard that I'm on the fence, but Sherry totally loves them.
Yeah, they'll be happy to hear that.
I love them too.
Can you give me the website?
Oh, yeah. Also, fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowshiphomeloans.com. Hey, if you're stressed out about something, it's legit. It's legit. Like, we can talk ourselves out of, or we think we're talking ourselves out of stuff by saying, well, it's nothing compared to what, you know, I guess these people are going through so much more. And it's true, what they are going through is so much more, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're like, well, first world problem. You know, mm-hmm. I have 2 jobs. I'm not sure. I might lose this one or that, but I'll be, you know. We can diminish what we're going through. But a friend of mine stopped me one time because I was doing that. Mm-hmm. I was telling him about something that was really weighing on me. And I caught myself like, well, that's nothing compared to what these, like, he's no. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what you're going through is real. It's not the way to get rid of it. The way to deal with stress is not to compare yourself to, like I would,
mm-hmm.
some sort of anthropological situation, like people in India circa 1955.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not the way to do it. So I just want to tell you that, too. Don't be so dismissive. It's real. There's things that go on that are stressful. Yeah, it's maybe a first world problem. But the way to deal with it isn't to dismiss it that way. It's to say to God, thank you that you're in control. I've seen you be in control. Review all those situations where he's come through and he's been good to you. And it's with thanksgiving you overcome it. It's not with comparison. Man, what is going on? Do you see this? Think about driving and stuff and turn signals. Maybe this isn't surprising. 50% of Americans say they will not use their turn signal to indicate they're changing lanes. Just won't do it.
Yeah.
50%. I don't want to be judgmental or anything. I just don't get that. What do you think, Joel?
Yeah, that's like one of my biggest pet peeves is people who don't use their blinkers. It's 1 inch. Like, you have to move your hand.
That's what I was thinking. 1 inch. Right. I'm like, how easy do we have to make this? I could understand if it was like you needed to really like a wave a really heavy flag before you right. changed. I'd be like, man, I'm tired. Like,
yeah, get pliers and have to yeah. turn something.
You know what?
Way,
I'm just
yeah.
gonna do it without. But it's just a quick flick. I mean, you don't have the energy to do a quick flick. Why?
I don't know, but I'll tell you that I am always behind that 50%. Always.
I understand. And a lot of times,
every time.
I know people think like, "Well, I'm not giving people advance warning where I'm going." Like, no, no, no. we want to.
Who's that rebellious?
Really? I've heard that.
Really?
Like, I'm not gonna tell because then they'll block. Like, no, yeah. that's you that would block you. The rest of us just like, man, let's just we do it this orderly style. We'll all get home.
Yes.
We call this a misfit moment. Every now and then, do one of these misfit moments, stuff from my book, Blessed Are the Misfits, if you're interested, but it's for people like you. If, when you hear some of the song, maybe this has happened to you. Mm. You hear a song on this station and you like it the first time, and then you really like it the second time, you start to catch on to it, and then like it gives you goosebumps. Mm-hmm. Like it just really does. And the third, fourth, fifth time, like, wow, maybe you buy the song, maybe you download it, whatever, you listen to it over. This happened to me several times where I do have some kind of connection to the song. Mm-hmm. And then the goosebumps start to wane a little bit. Like I can hear it and it doesn't do that for mm-hmm. me anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'll actually kind of chase that a little bit, mm-hmm. listen to it again and again, try to get that same reaction.
Emotional reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. That's us. That's music. That's wonderful. But you know what? If you thought, man, I can feel God's presence because I have goosebumps. Well, I have good news. God is present in our lives and we invite him into that. Mm-hmm. But I have even better news, which is when the goosebumps faded because you heard the song again mm-hmm. and again, and you were chasing it and you couldn't feel it, God's still there mm-hmm. and he still loves you, and it's not actually connected to whatever goosebumps that I get or whether they come and go. He's so good. He's not dependent on any of that. Ooh, it's the super cool new diet idea they have out now. This is totally doomed. It's called...
Did you say doomed?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called the Count Your Bites diet. So you give yourself... you can eat whatever you want, but you give yourself 80 bites a day. I'm not making this up.
80 bites of whatever.
Whatever. And that'll help you.
Mm.
Why can't we just... You know what I'm going
to
say?
You lovingly say to the audience, look, guys.
Eat some vegetables, man.
Yeah.
Eat less food. Eat more vegetables. Mm-hmm. Call it a day. It's good.
Yeah. I mean, what I am learning is that it doesn't matter what you 80 bites, 20 bites, 70 bites of a Whopper is still a Whopper. You got to do better.
Well, I distinctly remember my friend Eric Bennett in mm-hmm. College because mm-hmm. we bought a pizza. It cost like $6 for okay. this cheap pizza, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But we sat down and I was like, hey, can I have a bite?
Uh-huh.
And we're like, okay, just one bite. So like, uh-huh. we need this.
Yeah.
And he proceeded to stuff an entire huge full-size slice painstakingly into his mouth. So, we were all so grossed out. We were like, dude, that is unbelievable that you just did that. Like,
so what we're saying is 80 of those 80 bites.
80 of those. It's not, I'm telling you.
It's not going to work.
Doomed.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.